Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. As well as my flagship station, 670 AM here in Las Vegas, or actually they like me to say AM 670 here in Las Vegas. Reverse those two, AM 670. We start the show with a latest poll. Record number of Americans say they're worse off under Joe Biden. A new poll shows a record number of Americans say they're worse off financially since Biden took office, the most ever recorded by the poll in its 37 years of asking the question, according to ABC News Washington Post poll. Talk about two very liberal organizations. So they're certainly not bending over backwards to give you bad news about Democrats. 41% of Americans say they're in a tougher financial situation since Biden's inauguration, while just 16% say they're better off. The numbers stand in stark contrast to when the poll asked Americans the same question 2 years after the election of Trump, when just 13% said they were worse off and 25% said they were better off. I keep saying things are very, very, very bad under Joe Biden, and people just aren't listening because the media is lying to you, trying to tell you how good it is. Another example, the economist who called the 2008 housing crash predicts another 15% drop in home prices. He says home prices have a way to go before they hit bottom. Ian Shepherdson, the founder and chief economist of Pantheon Macroeconomics, suggested home price declines will accelerate further in 2023. We estimate the single-family home prices have fallen by 5.4%, but they still need to fall by further 15% or so. So, again, bad news all the way around on the home front, bad news on the are-you-worse-off front, and really bad news on the jobs front. You know, just the other day, I believe I said on Friday that the new jobs numbers are out, and they showed that America had a 517,000 job gain in January, and that was way above expectations, and the stock market soared, and everybody said, see, Biden's not that bad. It was a complete lie. It's complete fraud. The U.S. economy actually lost 2.5 million jobs in January. The mainstream media cheered the news that the U.S. economy added 517,000 jobs last month. But the truth is, that isn't true. According to reports and the St. Louis Federal Reserve, the U.S. economy actually lost 2.5 million jobs in January. So the seasonally adjusted print for the monthly change, or I should say the not seasonally adjusted print, is negative 2.5 million jobs for the month of January. Right? That's if you don't seasonally adjust it. So what they're saying is that they're guessing that every year at this time you lose 3 million jobs, being that we only lost 2.5 million. That's a positive 500,000 job month. But that's all a made-up figure, that guesstimate that you lose 3 million. The real number is we lost 2.5 million jobs. That's a fact. That comes to the St. Louis Federal Reserve. 2.5 million people lost their jobs in the post-Christmas season. And BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, said 3 million would have been a normal seasonal adjustment. So that's how they come up with the number, positive 517,000. First of all, this article is very interesting. It says, first, as we warned yesterday, the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, unveiled a slew of data revisions, which include updating the population controls and updating seasonal factors which distorted the January non-farm payroll number. And that, dear readers, is how you convert a 2.5 million plunge in jobs into a 517,000 market blowout, nine sigma payroll beat, which moments ago allowed Biden to brag on TV just how strong the economy really is. I mean, we are living in a fantasy world of pure fraud. Pure fraud. All right, and speaking of pure fraud, the single biggest fraud other than lying and saying the economy is good, because if the economy is good, then why are the most people in the history of the poll, 37 years, saying that they're in trouble, that the economy is going in the wrong direction and they're worse off under Joe Biden? Why? You mean they're better off and they're with all the brainwashing in the media about how great the economy is, covering up all the terrible results of the Joe Biden policies? Despite all that, they're actually admitting that things are horrible for them, even though they're being brainwashed day and night that everything's okay, and you don't trust that figure? The reality is middle-class people are getting hosed. And by the way, if you think the economy is filled with fraud, how about the COVID vaccine? Every day, sudden death, sudden death, sudden death. It's unbelievable. Nothing but sudden death. And in Ireland right now, here's an article in the Irish Examiner. An analysis of death notices on the website shows there were 9,718 deaths in the eight-week period from December 1st to January 25th, up 20% from a year ago. Also considerably higher than January 25th, 2021, also up almost 20%. That was when the country was in the grip of the worst period of the COVID pandemic. Normal numbers are about 6,800 during that period, and instead, it's 9,718 instead of 6,800. Deaths are up dramatically, and the death rate has been so high in the last 2 months, bodies had to be stored in the city's hospitals until space became available at the Cork City Morgue. So, and the coroner for Cork City told the Irish Examiner, his name's Philip Coleman, between December 19th and January 3rd, over 100 deaths were reported in my city. This is the most ever reported for this length of time, surpassing the busiest period during the COVID-19 pandemic. The mortuary at Cork University Hospital had so many bodies it couldn't take anymore, and Cork hospitals held on to their bodies overnight. So, you know, they're going to look for any excuse in the world. It must be the flu now. It used to be COVID. Now the flu must be killing everyone, even though there's no longer a pandemic. They'll look for every excuse except the right one, which is the COVID vaccine is killing everyone by causing heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, etc., etc., etc. It never ends. And that's the one thing they don't want to admit. All right, let's jump to the spy balloons, the Chinese spy balloons, because I don't know. I have no military background whatsoever. I have no military expertise whatsoever. I just have gut instinct. And I announced on this show last week several days in a row, and I announced on my Real America's Voice show over the weekend, that this is just pure treason, the way Joe Biden handled the Chinese spy balloon. He should go to prison. Literally, he should be indicted, he should be impeached, he should be indicted. And if convicted, this guy should be sent to prison. Our entire administration is guilty of treason. They're all owned by the Chinese, and so are so many senators, so are so many congressmen. It's embarrassing. Our country is owned by the Chinese communists. But despite having no military background, my gut said that balloon was a trial run. That balloon was a trial balloon, excuse the pun. For when the next balloon comes, or maybe the one after that, or the one after that, or the wave after that, they will have bombs in them, missiles in them, nuclear bombs in them. They will have biological weapons in them. They'll have incendiary devices in them to firebomb our cities. They want us to get used to a Chinese balloon being above our airspace, our sovereignty. And then just when you start to be lulled into complacency, they will bomb us, destroy us. Perhaps it's an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, that will plunge us into disaster and kill 250 out of 300 million Americans. And sure enough, many articles over the weekend agreed with me. Many senators agreed with me, including Marco Rubio. Many military experts agreed with me. And here's an article, Chinese spy balloons seen as a dry run for nuclear EMP attack. Just what I guessed. An EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack, which would kill 250 out of 330 million Americans. Because there'd be no electricity, there'd be no running water, no toilet bowls, no gas, no nothing. Your cars wouldn't run, and everybody would quickly freeze to death, burn to death, and starve to death very, very quickly, or be killed in the all-out anarchy and rioting and murders all over the streets as people go from house to house trying to find food, trying to find water. I mean, it's going to look like Mad Max in the United States if anyone detonates a nuclear device at a high level, like 60,000 feet, which is where the balloon was traveling. This was a, excuse the pun, trial balloon to see how would we react and would we react and would we think it was no big deal. Would we let it stay up there for a long period of time without doing anything? And also, it allowed the Chinese to just see all of our military installations and the positioning of our missile silos. Mission accomplished. The Chinese did everything they set out to do. Joe Biden did nothing. And my guess is that's just what they wanted him to do. He's a good little pet. Good little pet doggy, Joe Biden. Very scary situation in the United States right now with the Biden crime family owned by China in charge. We'll be right back. A lot more to talk about. I've got about 20 other big stories that went on in the last few days I never even got to on Friday that I'm going to get to today when we get back. Wayne on the Root. RootForAmerica.com is my website, and my email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can join me on Twitter, Parler, Social, Truth Social, and Getter, all of them at Real Wayne Root. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Welcome back. Got my voice back in order. You know, I never, ever make up anything to benefit advertisers. I only say what is the truth. And when I suck on my silver lozenges, it brings my voice back. It's amazing. Every time my voice starts to go out, I suck on my Amio Life silver lozenges and my voice comes back. Thank you, Amio Life. It's real. And I want to thank them because they've been with me for 7 years. I started sucking on their lozenges the very first time. By the way, tomorrow's my 7th anniversary. I've been on the air. Let's see. Hold on. Make sure I get it right. February 7th of 2016. So it's 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. That's right. It's my 7th anniversary. And year number 8 begins the next day. So on Wednesday, year number 8 will begin on the air with Wayne L. Root locally in Vegas and nationally on USA and various TV shows on Newsmax TV first, and then Lindell TV and Real America's Voice. So it's been a long time. But in those 7 years on the air, from the very first day I was sucking on the Amio Life lozenges, they're actually structured silver lozenges, and you suck on silver. And that has been so great for me. And by the way, you go to AmioLife.com to get them, and you put in Route 50, and you get 50% off, 5-0, half off. But that's not the sponsor of this segment of the show. I just wanted to give them a plug because they've been good to me, and I was losing my voice at the end of segment one, as I'm sure you heard, and I brought it right back with the lozenges during the break. It's just a miracle. These silver lozenges are a miracle. AmioLife.com. And I want to mention the Clay Clark event. For those who didn't hear me talking about it for the first time last week, there's a Trump-like rally in Vegas this August, and it'll be at night. But when you think of August, how hot it is in Vegas, it'll be at night. And they're calling it the Woodstock for Conservatives, or actually, they call it Reverse Davos. I'm calling it Woodstock for Conservatives. But there will be almost 10,000 people attending, and they're giving out 9,300 tickets. It will sell out quickly, so you need to reserve your tickets now. It is the Reawaken America Tour with General Flynn, Michael Flynn,
and Clay Clark. They've done this for 2 years. They've sold out every place they've ever been, but they've never been to Vegas before. This is the first time they're coming to Vegas. The event takes place Friday, August 25th, Saturday, August 26th at Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas. Use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets now because they expect all 9,300 will sell out in a couple of weeks or in a few days. And if you use promo code WAR, you'll get the best price for the tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Remember, I had three rallies in Vegas in 2020 and 2021. 5,000 to 10,000 of you showed up for each one, just for me. Well, listen to this lineup. Wayne Allyn-Root, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, the great Alex Jones, General Mike Flynn, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, and MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets now and get the best price for the tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. I keep telling you about all the people that are dying and sick from the COVID vaccine. And a lot of people are starting to get it. UFC fighter Damon Jackson reveals his brother dies suddenly right after receiving the COVID shot, and he says it could have been the vaccine. Ultimate Fighting Championship, 145-pounder Damon Jackson lost his brother suddenly in September of 2022, right after competing at UFC Fight Night 210. And it's just scary, and it's just sad. It's just sad that it was right after getting his vaccine. He revealed his brother was vaccinated 2 weeks before his sudden passing. He believes the vaccine was a factor in his brother's death. I'm assuming he died of a heart attack, because that seems to be the big one. They do not say here anywhere. And then there's a TV show called 1923. That's kind of a continuation of Yellowstone. I love it. It's a great show. It's a prequel spinoff series. And at the end of the program, they pay a tribute to a fallen colleague, Derek Chavez. Chavez passed away suddenly on January 12, 2023, meaning last month. He was 32, left behind a wife and two children. And it was apparently due to a heart attack. Heart attack. Cause of death unknown, but he was vaccinated on April 6, 2021. And then again on April 29, 2021, according to his social media posts. And he died of a heart attack at the age of 32. Come on, guys. This is all starting to be ridiculous. Anybody can see what's going on. The key is, though, I don't just talk about it. I give you answers. Over the weekend, I've created an even better, the best one yet, filled with details. This entire email that I will send to you, filled with details about what you could do to mitigate the terrible side effects of the COVID vaccine. I've done all the research, and I've found every great site for you to get all the right nutritional supplements, plus ivermectin, plus other products that every expert, every medical expert believes can actually undo the damage or mitigate the damage of the COVID vaccine. Just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Glad to send it to you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I provide solutions.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
Yo. USA News update. Two suspects are in custody for planning an attack on energy substations in Maryland, wanting to completely destroy Baltimore.
Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Russell conspired to inflict maximum harm on the power grid.
Tom Sobosinski, the FBI special agent in charge of the Baltimore office, says Russell's a known neo-Nazi leader from Florida. The suspects were motivated by racist extremist ideology. China accusing the United States of indiscriminate force for shooting down a Chinese balloon that had drifted across the U.S., China remaining steadfast that it was a civilian balloon used for meteorological research that went off course. They have submitted a formal complaint with the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. Women in the U.S. may still have a constitutional right to an abortion, even though the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last summer. A Washington, D.C. judge said the 13th Amendment may include reproductive rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers are buying the most precious metals in many, many, many years, maybe forever. And what are you waiting for? If central bankers are buying tons of gold and silver, the most in years, maybe the most since actual, you know, record keeping began, then you should follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, so I just finished telling you about the UFC fighter, Diamond Jackson, revealing his brother died suddenly following right after receiving the COVID vaccine. And then Derek Chavez, the production assistant, 32 years old, wife and two kids, died suddenly of a heart attack working on the spinoff Yellowstone series, 1923, and they dedicated the episodes to him. I mean, the numbers are everywhere, 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 everywhere. I just had a column over the weekend talking about this. It's so bad that Congress has got to demand. I think that's going to be my next column, but there's so many choices. I want to write about the military that's been destroyed under Joe Biden, but I also want to write about the fact that the COVID sudden death melee is just accelerating to such a point there's going to be nobody left to run, you know, the important things in our country, whether it's the sewage plants, whether it's the nuclear plants, whether it's the military, whether it's military jet fighters, whether it's pilots for commercial airlines and also for FedEx and UPS delivering things. There's going to be nobody left. And then I want to write about the fact that Congress is doing every investigation except the ones that matter into the COVID vaccine and stolen elections. Those are the ones that matter, and they're not going near those two. You know, as I say, Democrats are evil, Republicans are morons and cowards. Chris, do we have our guest? All right, Adam Weiss is a media and political strategist, CEO of AMWPR in New York. His clients include Judge Jeanine, Congressman Lee Zeldin, Corey Lewandowski, David Bossie, and Donald Trump Jr., and many more. Adam Weiss is with us. Adam, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show.
Wayne, thanks for having me.
So you're here to talk about a couple things, but one of them is that a Fox News host, Giano Caldwell, was kicked out of a restaurant in Miami because of his conservative views. First of all, Giano Caldwell, I don't even recognize that name. Where is he a Fox host? I don't even know him.
Oh, he's a contributor on the network.
He's a Fox News contributor. So he was what, talking loudly the way I do about my conservative views? I love to taunt people and challenge them, right? So I always sit in restaurants and loudly talk about what a moron Biden is, what a communist traitor him and Obama are, and how our country's going down the drain and how great Trump was. And I love to see the reaction of other people. I assume he was doing that, and they actually kicked him out of the restaurant. Is that right?
I think you two... Sometimes two people that have larger-than-life personalities, like both of you, you sometimes get along sometimes they don't. So he's got one of those personalities like yourself, larger than life. You can hear, like, you know, someone takes up that room like he does Trump, yourself, and he's that kind of personality. But he's, can, you know, sometimes minorities can get away with it, right? But no, not this bookstore, coffee shop. They came at Woman Canto, we don't like what you're talking about, please leave. So that's what happened. Does it ever happen to people on the left? Never.
Never,
you know,
never.
Would a conservative restaurant owner, businessman ever ask a liberal to leave because she has pink hair or happens to be discussing vegan issues or the latest Sam Smith video on the Grammys? No. So this seems to only happen to allow to happen on conservatives on the right. And if you Googled the story the next day, very few publications picked it up. A typical Fox, Newsmax, a few other outlets, but no mainstream coverage from it. Warren, how dare you throw a minority, well, you know, one of the most protected classes, right, throw an African-American male out of a restaurant.
Well, you know, it fits the narrative of what's going on in America today. And we're talking Adam Weiss, who's a big PR dude in, I assume you're in New York City. Is that where you are?
Right now I'm in Miami Beach. I go back and forth.
All right, you go back and forth. I'm surprised you don't.
When it's 9 degrees, I'll be here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why you don't stay in Florida, because New York is, you know, everyone's leaving New York, aren't they?
Yeah, for this time of the year, I'm in Miami pretty much, yeah. So, but, you know, there's a lot of business in New York, so I have to go up there occasionally for clients and whatnot. So, but, yeah, I'm here for now.
Well, I wanted to tell you a narrative that happened on the West Coast that you may not even know about, Adam Weiss. So I think it was on Wednesday of last week or Thursday of last week. So I remember talking about it on Friday on my show. So it had just happened in Dana Point, which is a very Republican, all-white enclave in Orange County, California, very conservative and, like I say, very white. A white doctor was pedaling to work. He's an ER doctor, and he was going from his house to work, which is only blocks away, on his bicycle, and a black guy blazed through a red light, smashed into him. He shot, you know, 20 feet in the air, landed on the ground, badly injured. And then the black guy got out of his car and stabbed the white doctor to death while screaming attacks on white people and white privilege. So it was a racist killing of a white man, a doctor, a nice man who saves lives. That all his coworkers talked about the fact how ironic it was, because that's all this guy does. He saves hundreds of lives in the ER during his career. So to end like that, it's just terrible. But, I mean, can you imagine if a white man ran through a red light to hit a black man on a bike and then stabbed him to death? That would be the biggest news story in the entire America. Black people would be weeping on the airwaves. There'd be BLM riots. The whole country would burn down. And Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton would be giving speeches that this is proof that America's a racist country. Did you even hear this story about a black man murdering a white man in the middle of the street in Dana Point, California?
I mean, I'm pretty well-versed. I read the other side. I read tend to be more moderate conservative sites. And I didn't hear this story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real racist story. It's really racist. There isn't any question about it. It's a black man screaming white hate and white privilege at a white man while he's laying on the ground badly injured and taking that moment to pull out a knife and stab him to death. Then he pulled out a gun and shot it in the air several times, and people, passers-by, and random strangers. Hard to believe, Adam. Strangers tackled him and held him down until police got there. What brave people. Wow. I mean, that's really amazing.
We've got so far in America, so far tilted to the left. I mean, in 20 minutes, I had to shut the Grammys off. It was so woke, and it was pretty much anti-white. It was just pure bashing of American culture and American, the Grammys last night.
But yeah, I had friends text me and say, everybody on the stage is like 80% black and right. People of color, and everybody's gay, and there's no white men left in America anymore allowed in Hollywood. I mean, it's ridiculous and embarrassing.
And Wayne, in the middle of it, they said, like, the whole thing was like almost, it should have been the African American Music Awards, but the commercial comes on, please join us on CBS this Saturday for the NAACP Awards.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's unbelievable.
Isn't that what we're watching tonight?
Yeah.
It's amazing. In America, music can't be music anymore. Theater can't be theater anymore. Acting can't be acting anymore.
Well, I want to know why, when everybody's black, why don't they yell diversity? Why can't white people yell diversity? You know, I happen to be Jewish, Adam. I always say, you know, there's no Jewish quarterbacks, you know, in the NFL. There's no Jewish coaches in the NFL. There's no Jewish running backs, no Jewish wide receivers now that Julian Edelman retired. So why don't Jews protest and say, where are all the Jewish players in the NFL? Well, the answer is, everybody wants to see the best performer on the field. And last I checked, Jewish people are not the best players in the NFL. So why can't you have a company where the best performer happens to be white? It's none of anyone's business that you have to force someone in because they're black, but maybe they don't meet the performance. You know, in the NFL, if you don't meet the performance, you shouldn't play. If you're Jewish and you can't run as fast as a black wide receiver, you shouldn't be on the field. Same thing should be true in college, letting people in, and in business, right?
Right. When it comes to the left narrative, they want to take over the fields that, you know, males are more dominant on, you know, stronger at, people have to be more dominant on. But when it comes to the left, they want to take over. Do we complain that we're not enough males are not in fashion? You know, enough males are not in theater? No. The best of the best, and that's what they want. So only when it comes to the other side, 50% of football players are African-American, right? Almost baseball,
right.
Too. You don't hear whites chanting and screaming, please get us on the
field. Versus 12% of the population, by the way. So it's really ridiculous. So, you know, I have no problem if you want to say ads on TV and TV shows should star 12% of blacks to represent the population. How did 12% become like 70% of everybody you see in every ad and on every TV show? The whole thing is just a ridiculous overreaction.
That's been one of my pet peeves for 15 years is the TV commercials. They've been indoctrinating everybody across America in TV commercials. It's one thing after the other, indoctrination in the commercials that are produced these days.
And it's even more, it's black is not the issue. I think the issue now is gay. I think everybody's gay. In every TV show, every commercial, they're gay, they're thruples, they're transgenders, they're lesbian. It never ends. They represent 4%, 5% of the country. Why are they, 50, 60, 70% of everything you see in every TV ad? It's all ridiculous. Adam, we're rushing to an ad. Don't go anywhere. Stay for another segment. I want to talk about Newsmax TV getting kicked off DirecTV and tomorrow night's State of the Union with a supposed president of the United States. I think Obama's the real president. He should just give the speech and stop fooling around instead of letting dumb Biden give the speech. But let's talk about it when we get back with Adam Weiss, media and political strategist, CEO of AMWPR in New York. I assume that stands for Adam Weiss, PR in New York. Great clients, Judge Jeanine, Lee Zeldin, Corey Lewandowski, David Bossi, Donald Trump Jr. Big names with Adam Weiss. When we get back, more with Adam, way down the route. The Root's on fire. RootForAmerica.com is the website. And you can reach me on email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products. They've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne on the Root. The Root is on fire. I wanted to thank the sponsor of this show. It is Nevada Corporate Headquarters. In 2023, we want you all to take control of your own life and start a business, even if it's just a side business or even if it's just investing in real estate. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. We want you to control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof Nevada LLC. Even when you live in California, Nevada LLC can work for you. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada is where I choose to live and do business, and you should too. But anywhere you live in the other 49 states, you can make a fortune, or at least protect a fortune with a Nevada LLC. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is going to show you how. They're giving away copies of the new book, The Nevada Edge, free. The book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, manage your real estate, protect your assets, keep you safe from lawsuits and government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaProtect.com for your free book. That's NevadaProtect.com. And get your free book today, NevadaProtect.com. All right, we've got Adam Weiss back again. He's the media and PR guy, public political strategist, CEO of AMWPR in New York. Great client list, top names in conservatism, including Donald Trump Jr. And I want to get his thoughts on Newsmax TV getting censored and kicked off DirecTV by AT&T. Obviously not good for conservatives, right?
It's terrible. I've been to Newsmax Studios numerous times, the Boca one and the New York City one, Boca Raton in Florida. And they have some operation, and some of the talent they brought in is tremendous, including, so the fact that AT&T and DirecTV can do this, it shows how discriminated against conservatives are, because according to the news reports, and the truth is, tons of liberal stations have way less ratings, so it doesn't do a rating, and they get the fees that they were talking about. So this is clearly a ploy that must be coming from the left, must be bombarding AT&T and DirecTV with messages after messages to boycott, and they went through with it, which is terrible. We can't have fairness in America with a couple of little conservative outlets. It's terrible. But, I just had this client, Wayne, this, lips of TikTok, this girl called Chaya Rychek. I'm sure you're familiar with the Twitter page, right? And on the email on our site was my clip. It said bookings@gmail.com. The other day I was flying from Florida to New York. I looked down, and we were spammed. I must have had 1,000 emails. Whoever took the email from us, and because we were getting it, as anybody want inquiries, they signed up for every single board, every single water authority, every single governor's email. We were bombarded by 1,000 emails. This is the crazy thing the left do. So when we looked down, we had 1,000 emails of every single institution, a public authority in the United States. So on a grander scale, the left, they have no religion, the left. They have no principles, the left. And they're just out to destroy anything that's good and wholesome. And it's probably a big campaign to destroy Newsmax on the left.
Yeah, well, I don't doubt it. I really don't doubt it. But I, what I didn't understand until this happened, and I guess Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, let all this information out. There are, I think he said there's 22 liberal channels, and all of them are losing money, and all of them have very tiny audiences. And they are paid by AT&T to be on their channel dial. And Newsmax, they want them to pay them. So in other words, Newsmax has a much bigger audience than the 20 plus liberal channels, but their AT&T is paying them to be on, but they want Newsmax to pay them, and they want it to be a much bigger fee. They were trying to hike the fee, and that's what caused this battle, and they kicked Newsmax off. And I just don't notice them ever kicking one of these liberal tiny channels that have nobody watching off. So it just shows you how prejudiced and how biased everything is, as usual. And it's not good for the conservative movement to have Newsmax gone from the dial. And I'm not the biggest fan of Newsmax anyway. I think they're, you know, they took the money from government and they wouldn't allow anyone to say a word about vaccines. So I was disgusted with Newsmax. I think they, you know, them and Fox News both killed their own customers, their own viewers. Very sad. But it is what it is. But at least they were conservative.
At the end of the day, look, they said, oh, we're going to play ball and try to be moderate. And there is no... There is no moderate
right
to the left.
That's the point. So don't play ball.
Ruddy tried to play ball. He did a couple of like shady things too. Because Laura Logan one time said something a little. I don't even think it was outrageous. What she
and
said.
He kicked her off forever. Yeah. I know. Well, you're not Adam. Adam, you're not aware he kicked me off. Do you understand? I had the number one show on Newsmax for 3 years. At 8 o'clock, the prime time position, 8 o'clock East Coast time, was the Wayne Allyn Show with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week joining me. And he kicked me off because I said something negative about George Soros. He literally threw me off and said, here's a check. Go away. I'm cutting you out of the network and your contract is over. I'll give you a check and make you go away, but you're not going to be on my network anymore. Why? Because you said something negative about George Soros. So it just shows you, you know, and I'm willing to defend Newsmax, even though they did that to me. It shows you how bad. There's no point in playing ball with liberals. It doesn't work. And so, you know, Ruddy played ball with George Soros, obviously, and it didn't work. It didn't help him. You don't play ball with these people. It doesn't work. Adam Weiss represents some really great people. Judge Jeanine, Congressman Lee Zeldin, Corey Lewandowski, the former Trump campaign manager, David Bossie, and Donald Trump Jr., and many more. He's a big-time PR guy and a friend of this show. We appreciate you coming on, Adam Weiss. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Stay in Florida. Don't go back to New York. New York sucks. I'm from New York. I would never go back. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, great to have you all with us. We continue on USA Radio in the next 2 hours, but we move also on to Lindell TV. Coming up now in just about 6 minutes, we're on Lindell TV. Just go to frankspeech.com, click on Lindell 2, and I'm on. Boom.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.